It's not every day that students get to dig up buried treasure, but that's what 3D printers create from gypsum powder.
Slightly less volume of binder.
Brian Jaycox and his wife opened the Built Shop LLC in Los Angeles 2 years ago and now offer 3D printing classes and services.
I think 3D printing is going to be huge. I think it's going to make a huge impact on society as a whole.
Hee Chong Tran plans on making an impact in Cambodia by opening a 3D print shop there.
I envision a place where people can come in with ideas, a drawing or something, just anything on a napkin, and we can convert that drawing into a file and then 3D print it.
3D printing services are popping up for consumers all across the United States. The UPS Store, a nationwide retailer that provides shipping and copying services, recently installed 3D printers in three of its franchises, including this one in San Diego, owned by Burke Jones.
Well, the demand has been amazing. It's been much more than I would have imagined.
The UPS Store's Mark Denny says customers come from diverse backgrounds.
Anybody that has a startup, any inventors, engineers, have a need to produce something like this.
Here you are. Great, thanks very much. Absolutely.
Raymond Juhas shoots video when he scuba dives. He designed this holder for a filter to diffuse the light, so instead of a harsh look like this, his videos look more natural. Producing the holder in a 3D printer costs only $43.
To make something like this using other methods, you'd have to have an injection mold made, which would be several thousand dollars.
As with any technology, experts expect the printing speed and price to improve. Currently, Brian Jaycox charges $15 an hour to print an object, plus a fee depending on the size of the object, and up to $50 an hour for design and labor services. At the UPS Store, the cost of the object depends on the amount of materials used. It charges up to $95 an hour to design the object with software that creates a digital file, which allows the printer to produce it. Jaycox predicts that in 5 years, 3D printing technology could become more consumer-friendly. But Hee Chong Tran says even current technology can make a difference in a developing country such as Cambodia.
With 3D printing, you can give them tools you put in their hands, so they're responsible more for their own development. And they learn skills beyond just like learning English and being a tour guide or something like that, or working at a bank. They can actually create things that, you know, give value to the world.
And he says it's not just Cambodia. Anywhere in the world where there is a 3D printer, it can turn a good idea into reality. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles.